The excitement around New Orleans Saints training camp is just getting started. I'll tell you why, and I'll give you a little bit of lagniappe all on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into another episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks again for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we're free and available on all podcast apps and on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson Nola on Twitter. You can find me every day over at USA Today, Saints Wire, Tuesdays in Locked On NFL. And here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints is your New Orleans Saints expert and credentialed member of the media. We are here for another live episode following New Orleans Saints training camp day 10. Can you believe it has been day 10 already? I see some of y'all already in the chat here over on the Locked On Saints YouTube page, dropping at your team every day. Thank you, Mr. Jerry. Thank you, everybody who is here with us today as we continue on. Now, the New Orleans Saints got some major news going into today's training camp, or actually as a part of today's training camp, with Michael Thomas and Tyrann Mathieu taking massive steps forward. Why all of the excitement around the New Orleans Saints is warranted, we'll break all of that down. We'll get into kind of the confusing or really surprising situation around Kiko Alonso, who retired one day into his NFL return, and of course get you updated on QB1 Jameis Winston, as well as everything you need in terms of attendance, including some details around CJ Gardner-Johnson's current absence. So we'll get into all of that today. I see y'all in the chat, Brandon Adams with the Your Team Every Day. People ask you, hit the like button. Please do hit the like button. I appreciate all the support. We're loving these live shows here. Don't forget, we also have a pre-recorded show that'll come out later. So get your questions in the chat or in the comments of this YouTube video or at Ross Jackson Nola, so I can answer those in the third period of tonight's show. All right, let's dive into it. The biggest story for the New Orleans Saints is that the excitement is just beginning for this team going into 2022. And the excitement continues to take steps forward each and every day. Michael Thomas and Tyrann Mathieu getting involved in 7-on-7s, Michael Thomas getting involved in 1-on-1s on Friday. And after Friday's practice, or yesterday's practice, head coach Dennis Allen told us in his media availability that it wouldn't be long, be sooner rather than later, that we would see Michael Thomas in team drills. And he was very, very right about that, as we saw him finally get involved in team drills today. And he caught the very first pass of team drills on a well-executed slant route. He also reeled in 3 or 4 targets that were thrown his way, with the lone pass that wasn't completed being broken up by the one, the only, Mr. PBU himself, Paulson Adebo. That's a nickname he's already starting to pick up here in camp, is PBU, because he just can't stop making plays. But Michael Thomas giving everyone a run for their money. And, also had a down moment during today's practice. He had caught a pass, kind of a tough catch over the middle, or not really over the middle, but in traffic, and then ended up having the ball knocked out of his hands, which was recovered by the one, the only Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. So Tyrann Mathieu also making his return to full team drills as well. So the two of them just kicking off a ton of excitement going into the break before the third week of training camp, which will lead us right into the first preseason game against the Houston Texans on August 13th. Now, I wouldn't expect to see Tyrann Mathieu nor Michael Thomas in that preseason game against the Texans, but it's still great to see them getting sort of that rhythm, getting the communication with their teammates, and getting involved in this New Orleans Saints system. For Michael Thomas, him and Jameis Winston gathering a little bit more experience together, working on their communication, working on their chemistry is very important. You can see Michael Thomas also standing off on the side, getting some conversation in with guys like Jarvis Landry and Chris Olave. By the way, the first two passes in team drills, that first one on that slant to Michael Thomas, the second one was an over route about 20 yards down the field to Chris Olave from Jameis Winston. So that's exactly the plan, isn't it? Isn't that the exact plan that you want to come up with there? Is that you're going to go to Michael Thomas, then you can go to Chris Olave downfield? So you're already starting to see all of that take shape. One thing that I will mention about Michael Thomas's progress that I actually observed in yesterday's practice, but wanted to confirm today before I talked about it, is that we're seeing more and more. I kind of spoke about the significance of the pass in 1-on-1s to the back of the end zone, in 7-on-7s to the back of the end zone and the utilization of the back of the end zone for this New Orleans Saints offense being something that you're reintroducing now that you have the arm strength of a Jameis Winston. The next piece of that is watching Michael Thomas run routes with greater and greater depth each day. So he's getting further downfield, getting into the third level, 20 plus yards down the field. And one of the big questions that we had asked about Michael Thomas coming back and getting the opportunity to work with Jameis Winston is, would we then see the third level open back up for Michael Thomas like we saw his first two seasons? And it certainly looks to be that the Saints are at least entertaining that and making sure that it's in the playbook and available. The other big step forward for the New Orleans Saints was, again, Tyrann Mathieu getting involved in team drills. And much like with Michael Thomas, while it's great to see them individually out on the field making plays, it's also great to know that they're building the chemistry for the players around them, particularly with Tyrann Mathieu, who has to get that sort of, as Drew Brees would call it, time on task with Marcus May, with DeMario Davis, with the cornerbacks all around him, the secondary all around him. So seeing Tyrann Mathieu out there with almost the entire defense, CJ Gardner-Johnson not present again today, Marshon Lattimore not present again today, we'll kind of elaborate on both of those a little bit later on when we get to our attendance report to wrap up the show. But as of right now, you're getting a lot of that situation now to where you're seeing both of these players getting comfortable in the system, getting comfortable with the players around them, the communication, the trust, the bonding, all of these other pieces, maybe the more intangible pieces, right, of what makes football, what makes a successful football team, all starts to come into play now that you have those two players back. So really, really good progress for Thomas, really, really good progress for Mathieu, and really, really good news for the New Orleans Saints. Now, it's worth saying, there are several weeks left until the regular season begins, which means that participation in certain drills and things like that might ebb and flow. Some of that is getting an opportunity to get a look at the guys behind those players. Some of it will be remembering that this is still a regimen as sort of mocked up or created by not only the New Orleans Saints, but also with the input of the players. So there might be some days that they do participate in those drills. There might be some days that they don't. Doesn't necessarily mean that there is a step back that you need to be concerned about unless you hear anything specifically about an injury-related regression. But don't be surprised if you hear something about like Michael Thomas getting a day off or Tyrann Mathieu getting a day off. Those guys are going to get vet days just like every other veteran on the team. Coming up next, we're going to get into some conversation around Jameis Winston. He's got Michael Thomas back, but how comfortable does he look in the system? And where are we still seeing some things that need to be improved from all of the Saints quarterbacks? We'll get to that as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Love your content, Swap Saint 57. I appreciate you so much for being here. And it is my great pleasure as we get to our next piece here to be able to tell you about our friends over at Dave. It is always good every now and then when you need a little bit of help to know that you can always rely on yourself. So when you can do something like give future you a little bit of help, you're always going to take that opportunity, especially if that means if you could even ask to borrow a little bit of cash, because now you can do that with Dave. Dave is an online banking app where you can get up to $500 instantly with what they call extra cash. Best of all, as a part of that, there's no interest, there's no credit checks. That means that you can finally tackle all of those expenses that are stressing you out without any of the hangups that usually come along with it. So that means more money to fill up your tank, more money for a gift, more money for bills, things like that. So you can get rid of all of that unnecessary stress that you don't need to be carrying with you all over the place. And best of all, millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app and are using it to get the financial relief that they need with extra cash. So download the Dave app in your app store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for the extra cash account so that you can get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, please visit dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Go and check out Dave today, and future you will thank you. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. I get all my graphics in order. Appreciate you as always making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Appreciate all of y'all who are here for this live episode, getting you updated with everything from day 10 of New Orleans Saints training camp. Yes, big time shout out to the NOLA Bros and all of the other fantastic Saints podcasters and content creators out there as well. We are taking a look now at Jameis Winston, right? And I take the breath there because I think that Jameis Winston has done enough for us to feel relieved that we kind of don't have to fight this battle anymore about whether or not Jameis Winston is a viable starting quarterback in the NFL. I think everything that you're seeing from him shows you that he is. Now, there are still going to be people who are going to distrust. There are still going to be people who are going to sit there and say, well, 2019, this happened. I know. They're always going to happen. That's always going to be part of the conversation. It's always going to be part of the narrative. I get it. But as somebody that has gotten the wonderful pleasure of being able to sit in and watch the New Orleans Saints practice all throughout training camp and everything, and sort of watch the progression of Jameis Winston, I'm here to tell you that there's really nothing that I've seen so far that should make you feel concerned, that is egregious, anything like that. And I know some people will say, wait, Ross, but he threw an interception during one-on-ones to Paulson Adebo when he was trying to get to Jarvis Landry on the out route. Yes, that is true. Pivot route. But yes, that is true. However, remember that it's one-on-ones. Like, the idea with one-on-ones is to give the wide receiver an opportunity to compete with the cornerback. Like, it's not like he had another route to go through in terms of his progressions and choose to throw to instead, right? Like, that's not what you're going to get in one-on-one. So I would imagine that that particular coverage on the outside, as well as Paulson Adebo had that route covered, tells you that he wouldn't throw that pass if he had another option to go to, but it's one-on-ones. It's the only route you have out on the field. Give the wide receiver a chance or let the DB make a play. So I don't look at that as being a negative for Jameis Winston. I think that Jameis has done a very good job settling into the system. We already know that he's gotten to the point to where he's looking at defenses. He has an understanding enough of his scheme and the New Orleans Saints offensive scheme that in the huddle, before they break the huddle, after he calls the play, he can give an adjustment to a wide receiver like he gave to Deontay Hardy a couple days ago and said, hey, if you run that post, but you change the angle a little bit, you're going to be open down the field because of the way that the safety is playing the crossing route underneath, and then be able to throw a 50-yard touchdown based on that. Like, he's able to make those adjustments. He's comfortable with the system. He looks comfortable out on the field. No, we're not seeing him scramble and pick up extra yardage and things like that, but there's no reason for him to do that right now. He's in training camp. No one's tackling the quarterback. What are you actually proving by scrambling at that point, right? So when you look for his mobility to see how comfortable he is, like, he's still wearing the big clunky left knee brace during practices, but what you're watching is him in play action look good. Him in rolling out in boot action, things like that, looking steady, right? Does he look perfect? No, he's not going to at this point. Like, this is still a knee injury after all. It's going to take some time to get there. So, you know, look, we might not see Jameis get out there and start scrambling for first downs on third down like we saw him do early on in 2021, early on in 2022. And that's okay, because now you're probably not going to have as many opportunities if you're Jameis Winston to even scramble, or at least you're not going to need those opportunities because you've gone from having a wide receiver core that can't separate to three wide receivers who specialize in separation. So you're probably not going to get to the point as much as the fact that, you know, to get to the situations that you were in last year if you're Jameis Winston, where you felt like you were the only option to go and pick up that first down because you had the ball in your hand, the field is opened up, nobody's open, so I'm going to scramble. That's not going to be the case as much in New Orleans in 2022. Receivers are going to be open. Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, these guys are going to do that. Now, what needs to improve across the entire quarterback, and let me not say what needs to improve, but the thing that I feel you see rep in and rep out that can be better for the New Orleans Saints quarterbacks are passes over the middle. For some reason, and I don't know if it's recalibrating to the size of players, calibrating the nuance to the speed of certain players, but there have been some issues of throwing out of frame on the wide receivers, either throwing up too high or throwing up, you know, leading too much, not leading enough, things like that. So things aren't perfect just yet when it comes, and they never are going to be, but they can be a little bit better in terms of targeting over the middle. So something to continue to keep an eye out on, particularly during the preseason for Andy Dalton. And then once we start to see some reps from Jameis Winston in game action, it'll be good to see that too. But that's definitely a place to look for improvement for all the New Orleans Saints quarterbacks that we have seen thus far. Let's talk about a weird situation. It's not weird. It was surprising. The New Orleans Saints signed Kiko Alonso yesterday. They brought in Kiko Alonso along with Anthony Hitchens and John Bostic 2 days ago. They signed Kiko Alonso. Kiko Alonso immediately is on the field. And y'all, I don't just mean on the field. I mean, he's like doing reps. He's in team drills. He's in walkthroughs, like significant snaps on Friday. Saturday, he wasn't on the field anymore. And this is a little bit of an issue because the Saints right now, DeMarco Jackson has missed a couple of practices. Zach Bond left practice slightly early yesterday, did not participate in practice today. And then now Kiko Alonso wasn't on the field. So it was a little bit surprising to see Kiko Alonso not out there, considering he just signed yesterday. And he was out there looking all Alex Anzalone-esque with his like blonde locks and his number 47 and all that. Come to find out, and this was per our partner here on Locked On from WWL TV, Brooke Kirchhoffer, Kiko Alonso retired after just a day of returning to the NFL. Now, don't forget, he hadn't played football since the playoffs of the 2019 season. If your heart's not in it when it comes to the game of football, you're not going to play it, right? Like, why put your body at risk if you can't be 100% into it? It wasn't injury-related, according to Catherine Terrell of ESPN. It wasn't a situation to where, you know, he went out there and got hurt or anything like that. It just seems like this just wasn't what he wanted to do after all. And he didn't realize that until he got back out there and maybe just didn't feel the fuel, the fire, the passion, the drive that he would that he had in 2019 when he was last out on the football field. And maybe he remembered like how he felt versus how he felt now being out on the field. And that led him to making the decision to retire. So I don't like I don't judge the decision. I think, again, like when it comes to the game of football, like you have to be invested in it fully in order to agree to put your body through it. If you're not in it, you're not in it. We saw that with Patrick Robinson last year, right? Remember Patrick Robinson? He kind of gave a press conference where he talked about like seeing all the younger guys and then all of a sudden he was like retiring and everything. But that's very, very much what it is. So, you know, congratulations to Kiko Alonso for going out on his own terms. He got six years in the NFL, had some really great moments and some, and you know, really was of good service to the New Orleans Saints when he was there in 2019. But now it'll be interesting to see what the Saints do at linebacker moving forward. Down now three linebackers, at least as of today. Now, if they get some of those linebackers back on Monday, i.e. guys like Zach Bond, as well as DeMarco Jackson, then they'll be in a good place. But if any of those guys are still out, then maybe we see Anthony Hitchens or John Bostic end up getting that phone call, and there'll be a new player out on the field on Monday. So we'll keep you up to date with all of that, but just a really interesting situation and just a good call by a player who decided this ain't it, fam, and made the decision that he needed to make for himself on his own terms. We celebrate that here on Locked On Saints. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a look at attendance, and I'm going to give you a bunch of other notes from today's practice because there was so much to take away today, including a really interesting comment by Ryan Nielsen, who talked about the defensive line and what the depth chart looks like, or more accurately, has never looked like during his time with the New Orleans Saints. Really interesting stuff coming up for you as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Before we get to that, let's talk about our friends over at BetOnline, right? Number one source for all your sports betting needs. Everything that you need from sports wagering information, podcasts, and of course, more odds, lines, and props than ever before. You can always bet on your New Orleans Saints, or if you want to bet on the Falcons in terms of the under when it comes to how many games they might win or lose in 2022, you can do that. Bucks, Panthers, you can get in on those as well. Make a little bit of money off the misery of the teams that you hate. That's always a lot of fun. You can even bet on the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to their win totals. You can go under for them too if you want to. So lots of fun stuff you can check out there. That's just the NFL. There's also NBA, MLB, NHL, boxing, esports, combat sports, whole bunch of stuff for you to check out. You can find them easily on your mobile device or your laptop, desktop, whatever it is that you use to browse the interwebs. That way you can keep up with all of the sports trends and action. You can find all that over at BetOnline, where the game starts. Get it, Houdat Nation. We are wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints. Want to go through a little bit of stuff with you in terms of like attendance, as we always do to wrap up the show, and then some extra notes from today's practice. But the first thing I want to talk about was something that I thought was really, really interesting. Ryan Nielsen, New Orleans Saints co-defensive coordinator and defensive line coach, came and joined us after practice today to just kind of, you know, talk to us with media. And Luke Johnson was asking from NOLA.com, was asking some really great questions about the rotational usage of defensive linemen and, you know, the shifting of not only from end to tackle, but different techniques within tackle, different techniques within end, in tackle, tackle in, stuff like that. The thing that's really exciting about all that is I've always described the New Orleans Saints defensive line as one that rotates like a hockey team, that substitutes like a hockey team, to where like they'll have, let's just say like baseline here, right? Like Cam Jordan, Shai Tuttle, David Onyemata, and let's just say Carl Granderson all out on the field. And then the four of them will run off, and then four brand new defensive linemen will run on, and all of a sudden you've got like Malcolm Roach on the end, and then on the interior you've got like Kentavious Street and I don't know, let's just say Jaleel Johnson for today, and then Peyton Turner, right? So like four will run on, and then four brand new guys will run up. The thing that's really interesting about that is that it allows you to stay fresh all the way through games. And Tawno Passanio kind of talked about that today, like the rotation and the way that helps, especially when you're going up against offensive linemen who play every single snap of the game. Like, you don't rotate as offensive linemen as much as you rotate as defensive linemen, and the way that your pass rushing sort of plan changes and all that other stuff. So the next sort of level to that is the coaching that goes behind all of it, right? Like, you have to be able to execute it on the field, of course. But as a coach, like, you have to be able to implement all that. You have to be able to game plan all of that. Like, there's so much that goes into that. And a really interesting thing was Ryan Nielsen said that there has never been, in his time as a New Orleans Saints defensive line coach, which, if I remember correctly, he joined in 2017, coming over from NC State, there's never been a defensive line depth chart. They just haven't had one. And basically the mentality behind that is that it doesn't matter what the depth chart is. Like, they rotate and everybody gets reps. And when you get out there, you have to maximize the time that you have out there. So I just thought that was really, really interesting to hear about them not having a defensive line depth chart. How interesting is that? I don't know. It was interesting to me. Maybe it's less interesting to you, but that's the kind of stuff that I love. Like, I love that coaching mentality. You know what I mean? Like, coaches that tweet out 1-0 after every single game, stuff like that. But they suspiciously never tweet out 0-1. But, you know, that's something else we'll talk about for another day. All right, so let's get to attendance real quick. Same attendance list as yesterday. So players that were not spotted during today's practice: Taysom Hill, who was spotted after practice getting some work in the indoor facility. CJ Gardner-Johnson, Marshawn Lattimore, Dylan Maben. Smoke Monday has been officially moved to injured reserve. That happened yesterday. I'm going to bring him up one more time today, but then not going to include him in any attendance reports going forward. Kiko Alonso, of course, who retired. Linebackers DeMarco Jackson and Zach Bond, again, that linebacker room thinning. Gerald Hawkins, the former LSU Tiger, New Orleans Saints offensive tackle right now, he has also been moved to injured reserve with an undisclosed injury. Rashid Shaheed, wide receiver and return specialist, Marcus Davenport and Jaleel Johnson. So it was effectively the same list as yesterday's practice. The only difference is being Zach Bond and Kiko Alonso being added to that. So I wanted to highlight CJ Gardner-Johnson quickly. According to Cat Terrell, or actually Cat Terrell tweeted it out, but Dennis Allen actually told us after practice that the absence of CJ Gardner-Johnson over the course of the past couple of days, like the full absence as opposed to just the adjusted practice participation, to where he was like doing walkthroughs but not doing drills. Over the past couple of days, CJ Gardner-Johnson has just simply not been in the building. We learned that that's actually a family matter and that he's away dealing with that. So we saw this grace being gifted or given to, and sort of patience being given to, Tyrann Mathieu for that first week of practice when he was excused. Now we're seeing it given to CJ Gardner-Johnson. So this is not contract related, his absence from training camp or anything like that. We obviously hope that all is well when it comes to CJ and his family, first and foremost. So clearly, despite the fact that he's looking for a new contract, things like that, that doesn't seem to be an issue at all between the two, as he's, you know, the team is continuing to have patience and is allowing like all of this stuff. And of course they are, because that's just what the culture of this organization is. So he's away dealing with a family matter. We'll see if he's back on Monday. If not, though, we'll continue to be patient. Obviously, we won't pry, like, take care of family stuff, just like we saw with Tyrann Mathieu. All right, last thing that I wanted to dive into were just a couple of additional notes from today's practice. Just something I want to add to our coverage here is just a couple of small notes. So Saints defensive end Peyton Turner had another stellar day. He walked away with two, could have been three sacks. If nothing else, though, put on some consistent pressure yet again. Peyton Turner has been awesome in the pass rush, and he's also been really good in the run game as well, which he said was something he's been focusing on over the course of the offseason. Run game and consistency, told us that he feels like he's been holding up both of those pretty well, and I think I would agree with that. Wide receiver Dajon Dixon, I don't want to say led the way, but maybe had like the bigger highlight out of one-on-ones, where wide receivers went 11-1 against the DBs. The wide receivers dominated one-on-ones today, but Dejon Dixon made a remarkable like leaping catch in the corner or back of the end zone, stuff like that during the one-on-one drills. He's a big body. He knows how to use that size, and he's moving a lot more fluidly than I think you would expect to see him move at his size. So everything that he has said that he is so far, he is proving. Quentin Meeks has been signed by the New Orleans Saints. He was one of about seven defensive backs that were tried out over the course after yesterday's practice. He was wearing number 43 out at camp. So that was a little startling to walk out there and see 43 out on the field again and go, Marcus? But no, it's Quentin. Quentin Meeks. Quentin hasn't taken any regular season defensive snaps since his rookie year in 2018, but did take some meaningful special team snaps in 2020. He's going to be somebody that's going to be a part of the rotation in terms of training camp. But hopefully, if you show enough, you show enough. And maybe he ends up with a practice squad spot or something like that. So we'll see, but certainly helps to keep the rotation and the numbers that you need for training camp. And finally, running back Divine Azigbo continues to separate himself from the running backs not named Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, right? That running back three spot is still kind of up and open in the air. Abram Smith has had some better practices over the course of the past couple of days, but Divine Azigbo just continues to separate himself. You can see that his route tree has developed a bit more. He's showing how multiple he can be in the passing game as well as in the run game and getting work in as a pass blocker, as a bigger back as well. But it's a really, really good showing so far for Divine Azigbo. All right, y'all, make sure you get your questions in the chat so that I can come back to you for tonight's episode when we do our pre-recorded episode. So I like to answer some of your questions in the third period of the show. Hoodie Jube, I see you, bro, up in the chat. So make sure you get your questions in so I can get those answered. And of course, go ahead and drop your team every day over in, we want to go and flood the Falcons, maybe the Panthers, maybe the Bucks. You can go and comment on there as well. Let them know that the New Orleans Saints are your team every day. I appreciate y'all so much for being here and for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. For your second listen, make sure you go and check out that Locked On NFL podcast. You could also go and check out some of your other favorite New Orleans Saints YouTubers as well. Lots of fantastic content just being created all over the place. Not just the YouTubers, but articles, the podcast, everything. So you can check out a whole bunch of different spaces where you can get more and more information. And I'll be back with you with more later on today. I appreciate you as always for saying hi when you see me. Got to see a lot of people today, and for making me a part of your day, a part of your rhythm, a part of your routine, and for saying yes to me and Locked On Saints. As always, for everything else that you need in between these episodes, you can find me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. And trust you, that nation, I'll holla at you.